This is Jay Shaft again. We have an interview with Heather Gorman, Christopher Gorman's wife, and you are still listening to Thought Bomb Radio. I didn't even think about interviewing Heather, but here she is. Heather, you're Chris's wife, and right now you're kind of going through him being on leave, facing the imminent return or refusal to return to Iraq. How do you feel right now?
I feel pretty good. I think that the Army would make a huge mistake sending Chris back. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
So you're still real hopeful that when he goes in, they're just going to give him what he wants and let him out. Is that correct?
Well, that's what we hope and pray for. I mean, no doubt about it, but I don't think it'll be that easy because the Army has this tendency of making things a lot more difficult than it actually has to be. But it'll be very well recorded that if they don't follow through with what they have already said they were going to do, I don't know, put it over the internet, we'll put it over media, whatever we have to do to prove that they already said they were going to let Chris out. That
yeah.
Whatever the case, that, they had already stated they were going to let him out when he got home. Well, he's home. There's no reason to send him back. And they will do it. Some way or another, they will do it.
It's basically because of your strong faith here at home and constantly being in contact with them that he's had as much support as he has. Is that correct?
I think a lot of it's more God being on our side at this point. We do a lot of praying, and the only reason why I was able to accomplish even a quarter of what I did do was because God led that way. I mean, the last thing I ever thought was I would, put up a website or anything like that, and I had it up in, 8 hours. And that wasn't me. There's no way I could have done that. I've never done it before. The Lord completely blessed it that way. And we were very blessed with Chris being able to call home and send me emails about everything that was going on. So they're printed off and put in safe places and our records to prove the things that have been going on. So, I mean, all of it together has just been a very great blessing.
Yeah, and you have been keeping documentation of the things that have been going on and making sure that they can't deny that it happened. Is that correct?
Oh, yes.
And
yes, I've got hundreds and hundreds of emails and letters and, papers. I mean, yeah, we've got a little bit of everything.
And Chris did record. We were talking about this earlier. I don't know if I said it in the interview, but Chris did record most of the counseling sessions and everything, is that correct?
Yep.
So there's weight and evidence behind all this that you have covered yourself with, and I think now it's up to the military to see that this is the only way out. You know, this is documented now. It's not anything they can deny, but it doesn't seem like they've paid any attention to legality so far. And has that been true in your opinion? Are they kind of just flown in the face of all things legal?
Well, I think that is true. I think that because they're overseas, they feel that they don't have to follow laws or even be humane in anything that they say or do. I think that they feel they're above the law, even military law, and just kind of, not really giving a crap about the truth or how people are actually supposed to be treated I don't think they followed any kind of law or regulation at all.
Okay, so now I've interviewed you before and we've gone into some pretty detailed talks about what's happened, so I just wanted to catch up with everything. And how has it been having Chris home after all this time?
It's been awesome. It was just, it was a huge weight lifted, I think, off of our whole family. Now that he's back in the United States, not that that's a great thing at this point, the way things are going, but it's better than being overseas and being possibly killed or something else just because of what he's doing. So it's a huge weight to have him home. Just smiles all around. The kids are just ecstatic to have him home. They just can't get enough. And Chris has just really livened up, and I think he just feels at peace now that he's out of a very evil, very bad situation.
Yeah, we've heard the kids in the background during this interview, and they sound like they're really pleased to have him home.
Very, very much so.
Now, during the time he's been over there, we've talked about this, but you kind of had fears that the military would do something to silence him. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, in the back of my head, I mean, I did a lot of praying, and the Lord eased my mind. I mean, I knew in the back of my head that the Lord would keep him safe. There was not a doubt that way. But just with knowing and seeing how the military works, and how they seem to just make certain soldiers disappear that just don't agree, that also was on the back of my head, which kind of sounds like a contradiction, but those were my own demons that I had to deal with. You know, I had inner demons fighting back and forth saying, you know, I know Chris is going to be fine, but I know what the military and the government's capable of, and that also was a little scary.
Yeah, it had to be trying. I've talked to you plenty of times when, you know, it's been when Chris is called after an attack or the phones have been cut off, and
yep.
You know, it's just, well, being where he was, he still had mortar attacks on the base, so I mean, he wasn't really safe per se. He was just safer than forward combat. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep.
That had to be extremely troubling. Now, If it does come down to the point where he goes in on Monday and they do arrest him, how is that going to affect your family right now with him being just come back home and they might put him in custody or something of that line to make an example out of him? How do you feel about that?
Well, it would not be wise for them to do that. It wouldn't surprise me if they did that. Chris and I will talk to the kids about that. We talk to the kids about, you know, all the possibilities. But us going in there, and if they're going to throw a fit, arrest Chris in front of my children and myself, there will be fits thrown by my children, and there will be problems. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
I don't care if I have to bring my own camera in there and record everything, I will.
I would recommend that, and you know, that's got to be... You know, wow, you're going to take the kids in there, and, you know, that would be terrifying to see their father. I mean, just to know that he's doing what he believes in, do they kind of know what's going on right now? Are they pretty aware? So
They completely know. They know how evil the situation is. They do a lot of praying themselves, and the kids would rather Chris stand up for what's right, and they know that the possibilities of him going to jail have always been there. But they would rather him follow through than buckle under the pressure and do the wrong thing. I mean, my son has, you know, he's been upset with Chris if Chris has even doubted for one second that God would watch over him. My son has been very upset and disappointed, and he said, you know that's not going to happen. You know that's not true. You know God has your back. So the kids are aware. Technically, when Chris goes into the base, and even if he went to work every day, he's not technically AWOL. He's showing up at the base where he's stationed. And, I mean, if the military wants to play, you know, technicals, you know, we can sure do that. I mean, we can sure do that. Technically, Chris will be at work. He will be going to the Army. He will be doing his job. It just won't be overseas. And technically, he won't be AWOL.
Yeah, and
he just will have missed movement. That's it.
And he is displaying some great courage in that, because I've talked to soldiers going through the decision on how to not go or not return, and... You know, he's one of the only ones I know that have gone through with the deployment and not gone AWOL and are still not planning on going AWOL. So that's real courage in my mind right now in the face of the military structure and what he's been through. And, you know, you can hear it when he talks that he believes in this. It's not just, you know, his rhetoric. It's the truth coming out of him and what he believes. So,
right.
Now, so you, how old is your son, just general, in a general age range?
He's 11.
Okay, so he definitely would be aware at this point of what's going on, and he's basically been part of the support group as well as you have, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, and our daughter, and even our youngest, you know, she'll talk to him on the phone, even though he doesn't understand it, you know. She has this way of putting a smile on someone's face, and I think that has been a very big support for Chris as well. So our whole family has come together in this, and we know the downfalls, but, military, the government would be stupid to push us any further, because I'm not one to just stand by and let things happen and just not that type of person. And, I'll do whatever I have to do. I mean, I already told Chris, I mean, they could show up at the door and they'd have to go through me, because he won't be going back, ever. Not ever.
Well, that's, I don't think I can say it any more than what you said. I think that pretty much covers it. And as I said, we'll follow through with this till Monday, and we'll make sure that this does get the coverage it deserves, and that this is not just a forgotten issue. This is becoming more prevalent for a whole heck of a lot of soldiers, about 300,000 of them facing deployment over the next year. And, you know, this is somebody on the forefront of this. Chris is the only one I know of. I mean, Heather, have you heard of anybody else besides Chris being this open about it?
No, I mean, I've seen and heard of soldiers that had gone AWOL and then have come forward and told, you know, why they went AWOL and then turning themselves in. But I don't, that's really about it.
Okay, so anyway, I'm getting off the subject here. This has been Thought Bomb Radio, and we've been talking to Heather Gorman, the wife of Private First Class Christopher Gorman. And I say Private First Class by military punishment for actually standing up for his beliefs. When I first interviewed him, he was a specialist. So this has been Thought Bomb Radio, and this is probably something a lot of people don't want to consider is going on right now. So that's why we call this Shock and Awe for the Mind. It's real, and it's just what it is. The truth is a virus, folks. Infect the world. If you know it, tell somebody else. And anything else you'd like to say, Heather?
Just God bless you, Dave, for doing all that you're doing.
Well, I wouldn't have known about this unless you had contacted me. So I've seen your website and the work you've done on your own, and I don't say on your own, but I mean with the help of God and a lot of other people. But you've basically been the first one forging a frontier with the website. And now before we go, let me ask you about that. How many people have you actually had contact you in similar situations or just to talk?
Well, actually, not too many. We've had quite a few people look at the website, but I've had a couple soldiers. One soldier contacted me. He was told he wasn't going to deploy and called me kind of in a panic and wasn't sure what he was supposed to do, and he said he had some mental issues and was on medication, and they were still going to deploy him. So he did contact me, and I gave him all the resources I could think of to help him avoid that situation without having to go AWOL. I told him, you know, being AWOL was actually the last resort for him, but I gave him, you know, information on contacting a pro bono lawyer or going to speak with a civilian doctor, because military doctors have this tendency to cover things up. And so he found out, and so I gave him all the resources I could, and that's what I've been trying to do with the people that have contacted me.
So there are other soldiers right now who are being deployed, and they should not be deployed in any way, shape, or form that from what you've witnessed yourself, is that correct?
Correct.
Well, that's all I can say. Chris is an example, and there's other soldiers right now who are not conscience objectors, who are on medication or who have been seriously traumatized mentally and physically by the war and are still being sent back in the face of them saying, no, we won't do it, and it happens anyway every day. So this has been Thought Bomb Radio. I'm going to end this show with the thought of, like I was told yesterday by somebody quoting a soldier. He said, if God wanted us to fight this war, we'd win right now. And Chris has said that. And then the man finished up with, if we had really gone into this war with the right intentions, the civilians wouldn't have died. And I see that when a soldier questions the ideals and anybody else, that it's like, well, Heather, you're going in the face of the belief system right now, the value system. You're going contrary to everything they say. So, and I'm sure in the country there's a lot of people having this thought right now, but it's hard to get beyond thinking it and expressing it, and that's what we're here for at Thought Bomb Radio. And with that rhetoric, we will end this show. Thank you very much, folks.